All right, let's break down the St. Louis Rams. This is the Menards Film segment. Paul Allen joined by my radio partner, Pete Bursich from the Vikings Radio Network. St. Louis has not allowed a touchdown in 9 consecutive quarters. The defense has proven to become one of the better in the National Football League. And as we'll see shortly, this rookie running back, Todd Gurley, 10th overall pick in the most recent draft from Georgia, he's good too.
Oh, he is. He's really an explosive runner, and they're going to be patient with the run, just like I expect the Vikings to. Top 10 defense. We're a top 10 scoring defense. It's going to be a fun game.
Menards Film Room, here we go.
Todd Gurley is the reason for this offense, Paul. And what you'll notice here are the number of guys that have chances to make a tackle. There's one missed tackle. There's two missed tackles. And fortunately, they had somebody with an angle to bring him down. So that's a lot of extra yardage there after contact. And one thing the Vikings did do well against the Bears was tackle. Now, you look at this play. It's a bit of a misdirection. The fullback will come here. He's really a tight end, but he's going to come this way. And all they want to do is hold or make these linebackers stay backside. You're going to see a fantastic block on the front to push this guy out from the center and the guard. They all just run sideways, push him out of his gap, and then Gurley's going to have daylight. Right.
And by the way, this is against the Arizona Cardinals defense, allegedly one of the faster and better defenses in the NFL.
So you have it the way it's set up. Everybody has a gap, and everybody knows what gap they have. But when that tight end comes back, it brings this linebacker back in, and they have 3 bodies for 2 gaps. So they're overloaded on this side. On the front side, what you're seeing is you're going to see this guard in the center work real well together, push him out, and then, boom, there's the gap right there for wow. Gurley to run through. So now he gets to the second level, but there's one missed tackle.
Yep.
There's 2 missed tackles. So now we're looking at 40, almost 50 yards after contact, and that's what the Vikings can't do.
Honey Badger saved the day.
Another thing about gap integrity, you look at the Packers here, they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They have plenty of guys in the box. Plenty of guys in the box. And again, it's the misdirection as the fullback or tight end peels back. You get one guy out of the gap, and then boom, now you're to the second level, and there's a missed tackle there. So there's 10 yards, there's 20 yards. 35 yards after a tackle that should have been made. But you'll get a really nice view.
Yes, a good play against Green Bay.
You're going to get a really nice view here of the cutback and what it does to the linebackers. As that fullback bends it back to seal backside, he's going to want to pull. Now, 76 is going to peek his nose too far inside, and then Gurley sees daylight right there.
Wow.
And you're just not going to get him. Too late. Too many guys in the same gap, and he's gone. Missed tackle by the safety. The safety does his job. Comes up, makes him cut back. At least he'll be able to make a tackle. So there's discipline. It's a little bit like covering a punt. You got to turn him the right way. But if you don't, he's gone. Now, we've seen him get caught from behind a couple of times. So if he is lacking in anything, then it's really the breakaway speed. Now, defensively, this guy right here, Donald, is amazing with the way he can get off the football. And you'll see as soon as that football moves, he's already past the – I mean, the center doesn't have a chance. He's barely at the line. He's still at the line. He's still in his stance.
Oh.
And he's already into the backfield. So the quickness and the ability to get off the football, it's almost a gift.
I mean, oh, my heavens.
He's able to move. He's moving really before the guards even pull him. They can't even seal him.
So the center's trying to get him.
Yes, the center's trying to choke block, and that's why they have him so wide. Normally, if he's in his A-gap, he's a little easier to get to, but they have him wide just for that reason. So if that guard pulls, he gets that hand up, boom, tackle for a loss in the backfield.
Holy cow.
Same kind of situation, different team. Now they're playing the Steelers. He's lined up right there. Watch how quickly he gets off the football. As soon as the ball snapped, I mean, he's already there and penetrating. Gets by. Le'Veon Bell tries to cut back, and there's just nothing there. So this quickness off the ball, you're going to have to find a way to stop that. I mean, he's moving before the offensive line moving. Now, whether or not he's guessing it, taking a chance, rolling the dice.
Yeah.
There's a lot you can do as an offense. You can hard count. There's a number of things that you're going to have to do to slow that down. You just can't let that guy tee off.
Off the guess, the previous play you showed was Ben Roethlisberger, whose cadence at the line is phenomenal. So he throws players like that off.
Right. You're going to have to find a way to account for it. So the other side of it, the other thing that they're doing so well is that defensive line is the pass rush. You see the speed off the edge, but again, not a great get off here. I mean, this ball is almost back to Rodgers, and everybody is still on the line of scrimmage. So without him in there, a little bit late. But beating the tackle in the last round, boom, smart play, turnover against the Packers. That makes me nice and warm and fuzzy on the inside. the D-line, Paul, is definitely the strength of this team. Very, very smart.
James Laurinaitis, why is that?
That's right. James Laurinaitis coming in. He's really spying on Rodgers, which you're going to see. We saw Denver do a little bit of that. So teams are getting wise. They're doing certain things. But this game will be dictated really by turnovers. And neither team has an outstanding passing game. I think we have a very efficient one. Staying out of third and long, no lost yardage plays. It's going to be kicking game, discipline, old school football.